Tonight's Divrei Torah should be a continued zechus for all of our brothers and sisters who are in a terrible eis tzara, and our Divrei Torah should also be a refuah shalema from Michael Chia Ben Brucha, who had a surgery today. He should have a refuah shalema, and we should see him back in shul very soon. So we've been talking the last couple of nights about another eis tzara. I promised everybody by the end of the week we'll be done, so perhaps we will try and finish it off this evening. We began with the pasuk in Koheles. Again, just to give a quick recap where we're up to, we began with the pasuk in Koheles. Tov asher lo tidor, mishatidor velo tishalem. Best is for a person, says the Gemara in Chulin Daf Beis, best is for a person, based off of this pasuk, never to take nedarim at all, and that is the opinion of Rav Meir. We paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch, Yerudeyasim and Reish Gimel. Dvar mitzvah perhaps is a exception to the rule, and we spoke about whether tzedakah is the same as mitzvah or not. That was what we spoke about in the last couple of nights. Then we brought ourselves somehow to a discussion about taking a nether on Shabbos when a person gets a mishaberach, and that was a discussion that we had last night, and now we're ready to move on. So Tosis has a kasha. If we assume that tov asher lo tidor, mishatidor velo tishalem, and we also assume that better than everything is tov mizeh mizeh she'enu noder kalikur, the Gemara says best is for a person never to take nedarim at all. That's the way the Mechaber paskins in Siman Reish Gimel in Yerudeya. So then what's the story, asked Tosis in Chulin Daf Beis? How do we understand the story in Parshas Vayetze by Yaakov and Esau, when Yaakov is running away from Esau? What does it say? Vayidur Yaakov neder lemer. Yaakov makes a neder and he says, Im Yielokim imadi, if Hashem is going to be with me, Ushamarani baderach asher anochi elech, and he's going to take care of everything that I need, V'nasan li lechem uveged lubel, she's going to give me all the food that I need, all the drinks that I need, all the clothing that I need, then I'm going to... Yaakov Avinu takes a nether upon himself. How is he allowed to do that if it says beferish that you're not allowed to take nedarim? That's Tosis Kasha. Secondly, Tosis points out, when Yonah finds himself in the difficult situation, when he was trying to run away, not to go to Nineveh, then he gets swallowed up by the animal, by the whale, and as it turns out, Yonah finds himself in a very sticky situation. So Yonah right away says in Perek Beis, in Yonah he says, Eis asher nadarti ashalema. No, Yonah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you save me, then that which I have promised, I will pay back. Ask Tosis Akasha, how were they allowed to do that? Ah, you're not allowed to take a nether, you're not allowed to take nedarim. So how were they, how was Yonah, and how was Yaakov Avinu allowed to do that? Says Tosis, because an eis tzara is shiny. Although we assume that whenever a person lives through the normal daily routine, he's not supposed to just take nedarim left and right, because we're concerned he won't follow through. However, when it comes to an eis tzara, Tosis says, we learn from Yaakov Avinu that when he found himself in an eis tzara, when Yonah found himself in an eis tzara, he took a nether. That's the way to get oneself out of the problem. So too, says Tosis, we should do the same in future generations. How do we know this? So Tosis quotes from a Medrash Rabbah. This is the way Tosis explains the halacha l'maisa. Tosis says that the Medrash Rabbah writes, Vayidar Yaakov neder lemer. He took a nether. Lemer means what? Lemer means saying. So what did he say? So the Pasuk tells us what he said, but Tosis says there's an added meaning to what the Pasuk means in the simple level, that lemer means lemer ledoris. It means that ledoris, whenever a person has an eis tzara, unfortunately, he should do the same as Yaakov Avinu, he should do the same as Yonah, and he should also take a nether upon himself to do a dvar mitzvah. That's what Tosis writes. Now, before we get into the practicalities of that halacha, the problem is, we find in many different places, I'll just give three examples, but it's found very often in the Sifrei Acharonim, they point out that Ein Lemeidim Mikadim Matan Torah. Generally, we assume that we don't learn Halacha L'maisa from stories that happened before Matan Torah, from the period of Matan Torah in the place where we find it in Parshas Yisro. So everything up to there, generally we don't learn from. How do we see this? So number one, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Dalet, there's a Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, is a person allowed to buy a carbon from a non-Jew and be makar of that in the Beis HaMikdash? What could be the problem? What are you concerned of? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to. Why? Because we're concerned that the non-Jew is not going to be careful with Revia. He's not going to be careful that the animals shouldn't mate with one another. So since he's not going to be careful about it, we have to be concerned that perhaps this behema is a Roveah or a Nirva, and you're not allowed to bring that on the Mizbeach. You can't bring that as a carbon. So therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that you're never allowed to bring a carbon that was bought from a non-Jew. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. Asks the Gemara Kasha, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say about Moshe Rabbeinu? It says, he says to Paro, Gam ata titim beyodeinu zvachem ve'olos. This is the Gemara's Kasha. How is Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to tell Paro, we're going to run away from Mitzrayim and we're going to take everything you have, And all of your animals, we're not just going to leave them here, we're going to take them as a carbon. Ask the Gemara Akasha, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Elazar, you're not allowed to bring a carbon that belonged to a non-Jew. Answers the Gemara, Karden Matan Torah Shiny. What do you mean, Karden Matan Torah Shiny? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha? Of course he knew the halacha. Answer is, we don't learn dinim from Karden Matan Torah. And whatever happened by Moshe Rabbeinu, happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe it was a Rasha, whatever it might have been. But the Gemara says we cannot draw any conclusions from stories that happen before Matan Torah. Second of all, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Chavav, when the Gemara is discussing all the different halachas of Yerusha, so the Gemara says a person is not allowed to say, Reuven is my Bechar, I'm skipping Reuven over, I'm not giving him the Pishnayim, I'll give everything to Shimon. Not allowed to say that because that's Masna Masha Kasabator. You're not allowed to make a Tanai against the halacha that the Torah dictates. So the Torah says a Bechar is supposed to get Pishnayim, that means a Bechar has to get Pishnayim, and you have no right to bypass him or to ignore him. So ask the Rishonim over there, what about by Yaakov Avinu? Who was Yaakov's Bechar? Reuven. No. Who did he give the Pishnayim to? Yosef. How is he allowed to do that? Aye, the Torah says that you're not allowed to be over the Nachala. You have to give it to exactly who the Torah prescribes is supposed to get the Nachala. So how is Yaakov Avinu allowed to do it? So answers the Raman, many other Rishonim say the same answer there in the Shittim Kubetzes. The answer is, Kadim Matan Torah Shani, the same way the Gemara says, Hanvar Zara Daf Chav Dalet, that we don't learn any conclusions from Kadim Matan Torah. So too over here, you can't learn from what Yaakov Avinu did. That's not the Halacha L'maisa. Third example, the Yerushalmi tells us when the Yerushalmi is trying to figure out all the halachas of an Avelus, should we assume that Avelus is Daraisa, Avelus Shiva is Daraisa, maybe Kriya is Daraisa, the Yerushalmi has all these svekas. It says the Yerushalmi, maybe we should learn from the fact that by Yosef HaTzadik it says, Vayas la'avil evil shivas yamim. Yosef HaTzadik, after his father Yaakov Avinu passes away, so he makes a communal mourning of 7 days, maybe says the Yerushalmi, maybe you see from here that Shiva is Daraisa, says the Yerushalmi, no, you can't draw any conclusions, and the Maidim Mikadam Matan Torah. No, so we have from all over the place, you can't learn from Kadam Matan Torah. So ask Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOitzer, then why is this different? What?
What about everything else that we learned from before?
Like?
Avram Avinu, the Chesed, the first Mila.
So the Rambam has a very Yisodis Diga Halacha. The Rambam tells us in the Pirush HaMishnayis and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, although Avraham Avinu was the first one who did the Bris Mila, and although Yaakov Avinu was the first one who kept Gidan Osha, and if you read the simple psukim, that's where we learn it from, says the Rambam, no, all the halachas we learn really from later on. We need a new makkah for everything. That's what the Rambam lays down the rules clearly. And although anyone would have said, what do you mean, Bris Mila is Avraham Avinu's mitzvah, Gidan Osha is Yaakov Avinu's, yeah, that's true, he was the first one, but the Rambam says, if not for the fact that we have a makkah later on after they passed away, then we would not apply those halachas nowadays either. So that's the kasha. Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, how can Tosis quote over here? That we learn from Yaakov Avinu and from Yonah. Yonah's not a kasha. From Yaakov Avinu is the kasha. How can you learn from Yaakov Avinu that, from the fact that the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu took a nether based Torah, we learn to future generations that we should take a nether based Torah as well? So the answer Rabbi Yosef Engel says is very obvious. If you think about it for a second, I'm not giving you a second to think, but if you think for a second, the answer is very obvious. Tosis quotes the Medrash that what? It says by Yaakov Avinu, by Yider Yaakov Neder Lamer. From Lamer we learn Lamer Ladoris. When do we say Ein Lameda Mikad Matan Torah? That's by every regular story. But when the Torah specifically says Lamer, that you're supposed to extract from this Alacha Ladoris, well then says Rabbi Yosef Engel, of course we can learn from Kadam Matan Torah. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us that in this instance, as opposed to all the other stories of Yaakov and Esav and of Lavan and Avraham Avinu, whatever you might want to learn from everyone, over here says the Torah, it says Lamar. Lamar means he's supposed to learn. So that is what the Tosis learns. That's the way the Beis HaOitzer of Yosef Engel explains what Tosis means to say. And this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well. In Siman Reish Gimel, Sif Hei, in Yerodeya, the Mechaber says that Be'ez Sarah, a person is, it's unclear exactly what he means. Does he mean that it's a mitzvah to take another Be'ez Sarah? Or does he mean that it's mutter leader Be'ez Sarah? That's a shayla in the Achronim, what exactly it is. But certainly it is an inyan to take a neder Be'ez Sarah. A person should take an obligation upon himself, he should make a commitment, and that will somehow bring about a Yeshua. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua writes in his Akdama to Nashim, you have a question?
Chana.
Right. So you're saying that should be good enough? Why not? Sure it was an Ace Sarah. She couldn't have children. That's in fact, yeah. Oh no, I'm confusing, but that's a terrible Ace Sarah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Okay. No, that's the Tanai. That's the Tanaim. That's Gidrei HaTanaim. It's a little bit of a different story. So, in fact, if you look in the Pnei Yeshua and his Agdama to Seder Nashim, the Pnei Yeshua says that one time he found himself, I don't know exactly what he means, but he says, I was Tachas HaMapolas. I don't know what it means. He had an avalanche or...
There was an explosion in the town.
Yeah, so what does it mean? So he fell, his house fell down or something? Oh, from that? So the Pnei Yeshua writes a story how he was under the Mapolas and he took upon himself, while he was under the rubble, he took upon himself that he's going to write a kuntras to be Miyashiv Toisis Kasha and Rashi on a certain sugya, and he says right away he was taken care of. That's what Pnei Yeshua says about himself, that a nether based Torah gets a person out of a problem. And similarly, the Shittim Kubetzos writes in Nedarim Daf Yud that this is the reason why we have the minig to take Nedarim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for us is considered an Eis Torah. We're not supposed to be sad. So Shagas Aryeh has a whole suffix. Should he have Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? But leaving that aside, it's an Eis Torah for us. We know that this is urgent. It's a very dangerous time. It's very precarious. So there, says the Shittim Kubetzos, this is why the minig developed, that we all make Nedarim Be'ez Tzara, we all take upon ourselves to give something to Tzedakah, because we want to make sure that that will stand for us as a schus. And in fact, the Achronim explain, this is what the Pasuk means in Halal as well. What do we say in Ma'ashiv? We say, Nedarai La'ashem HaShalem, after we talk about Tzara V'yagad Emtza V'shem HaShem Erkar, we're going to cry out and do everything. In the end of the day, when we get saved, Nedarai La'ashem HaShalem. What do you mean Nedarim? Which Nedarim? What are you talking about? Answer is, say the Achronim, it's talking about a person who is Tzara V'yagin Emtzo, V'shem HaShem Ekra. He found himself in an Eis Tzara, and he was crying out, but part of the crying out has to be that we take something upon ourselves. And because of that, after the Tzara is over, Nedari L'Hashem HaShalem, you have to make sure that you follow through with that nether as well. Well, now that we know that there's a concept of a nether-based Tzara, there's a very fascinating discussion in the Shilta Gibarim, which is quoted in the Ramah Halacha and Simen Reish Chavches, different Simen, but it's important Halacha to note. And that is, if a person takes upon himself a nether-based tzara, says the Shulta Giborim, such a nether does not have a hatara. You can't do hatara sadarim on a nether-based tzara. Let's say, for example, a person sees the severity of the situation and he says, you know what, for the rest of the year, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday. I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday because I want that to be as a schus for the milchama that we're in now. Says the Shulta Giborim, there's no such thing as a hatara sadarim for a nether-based tzara, which gets back to the question that somebody asked a couple of nights ago. Hey, don't worry about it, there's always Hataras HaDarim. Answer is, Hataras HaDarim doesn't help. Why not? So Rabbi Yudah HaChassid is quoted by the Achronim, why doesn't Hataras HaDarim work? Hataras HaDarim works on every other nether of a Torah, so why shouldn't it work over here? Well, says Rabbi Yudah HaChassid simply, it's not a din that you can't do Hataras HaDarim, it's an Eitz HaTorva. Why? You had an Eitz HaTorva. How do you want to get out of your Eitz HaTorva? You say to God, you know what? I'll fast every Monday and Thursday as long as you do your part. So if you do Hataras HaDarim on your part, he'll do Hataras HaDarim on his part. He'll bring the Eis Tzara back to you. So says Rabbi Yudah HaChassid, that's why the Ramah paskins that one is not allowed to be matur nether. It's not a halacha you're not allowed to be matur nether. It's just not advisable. It doesn't make sense. If you want to make sure that you're going to stay safe, you better make sure also that you're not matur nether. Along those lines, the Ramah does say, just to qualify that statement, let's say I take upon myself that I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday for the rest of the year, because I want to be for a schus for the Eis Tzara. So generally the Ramah paskins, you're not allowed to be matur nether. However, says the Ramah, the Shem the Mordechai, what happens if a person later on doesn't realize that Pesach is going to fall out on Thursday? Shavuos, Sukkot, something's going to fall out on Monday and Thursday. So now I'm stuck. I don't have a Hataras Nedarim on a nether-based Tzara, but at the same time I have a Chiv Simchas Yantiv. So says the Mordechai, no, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah or a real Shasat Chak, let's say a person gets up and he says, I'm going to give $1 million to Tzedakah. What do you mean? If I'm going to have to sit and work for the rest of my life to raise $1 million with Tzedakah, and I'm not going to support my family, and everyone's going to be starving for the rest of our lives, okay, that's a Shas HaTchak. Obviously, I wasn't thinking clearly when I made that neder. So says the Ramah. If you have a Shas HaTchak Gadol, which means it has to be a much bigger Shas HaTchak than a regular Hataras HaDarim. Regular Hataras HaDarim, we say, as long as you have a Pesach, you have a Charata, is good enough. Over here, says the Ramah, has to be a real Shas HaTchak Gadol, or has to come into a clash into a conflict with a Dvar Mitzvah. For example, he says, if you have a person who takes upon himself to fast every Monday and Thursday, and now Yom Tov falls out on Monday, Thursday. So there, says the Ramah, obviously the Dvar Mitzvah would override the Neder, even though the Neder was taken in an Eis Tzara. Just to close with one very interesting discussion that Rav Meir Arik has in his Tshuvas in the Imre Yosher, he talks about... Okay, good. So Rav Meir Arik closes with a very fascinating Shuva, where he talks about a person who takes a nether-based tzara. So generally, if I were taking a nether-based tzara, I would say, God, if you take me out of the Eis Tzara, I'll do X, Y, and Z. Right? That's the normal way to take it. What if a person forgets to say that part and he says, you know what, I want to take upon myself to fast every Monday and Thursday. And he doesn't say the first part. And then, let's say, Rahman al-Litzan Sabin is sick. And he says, I'm going to start fasting every Monday and Thursday. But he doesn't say, only if I get better. So then says Rav Meir Arik, what happens if the person never gets better? So is the nether binding on him? Or do we assume that there's an implicit understanding that if I take a nether Eis Tzara, I mean, only if God's going to save me from the Eis Tzara, then am I going to go ahead and do this nether? But if he doesn't save me, so all bets are off. What do you mean? What do I need this for? I don't need the nether. You didn't save me. So that Rav Meir Arik discusses is a person mechuyev to follow through with a nether that he makes Eis Tzara when he didn't make it Allah tonight. He didn't stipulate originally that he's only doing it if the Eis Tzara passes. So that's an interesting discussion. He writes, and we shouldn't have such shailas. The Eis Tzara should pass soon, and we should all have the Suras Tovos in the coming few days, in the coming few hours. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos up ahead.